Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I said, look, this is just wrong. I mean, dead wrong. And more importantly, it's damaging to the House Republicans who are out there talking about these things, who are voting for these things. And, you know, he did apologize, and I, you know, obviously accepted that. But I think he now gets it that it is just an inaccurate description and characterization. And so I think he'll probably try to walk that back, as he needs to do, because it really is just dead wrong.
That's an interesting turn of events, and the twists and turns and the fate of Newt Gingrich and the discussion that he had over the weekend. That, in fact, was Congressman Paul Ryan, who talks about the apology call he got from Newt Gingrich. Newt has angered a lot of Republicans because he criticized the budget plan that Congressman Ryan has put together. And now he admits, Gingrich admits, that he made a mistake. So what do you make of all of this? Too much ado about nothing. Is Gingrich really a serious candidate? Would you really vote? I can't remember. I don't know that I've taken a call at all this week from anybody who said that they were big Newt Gingrich fans. So let's get started with this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio from our perch here, having reviewed, listened to a number of talk radio programs. We do that through the course of the 24-hour period to bring you a synopsis of what really is being talked about. You can get details at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook. Give us your points of view. Later on, when we call for them, we'll be activating a lot of these connections. First, however, we go to host Steve Gill, who here references Gingrich and whether or not his apology is enough to salvage the campaign he's trying to put forth to become the president.
Newt Gingrich continues to catch fire for his comments over the weekend about Obamacare, sort of seemed to embrace the Obamacare plan, at least the federal mandate. He's now backtracked on that, said, look, that is not what I meant. That's not what I was talking about. Did a statement that backtracked on that. Then yesterday followed up with more backtracking by apologizing to Paul Ryan for comments that he made that are going to be used in the political campaign by Democrats who will say that even Newt Gingrich says that the Ryan plan to reform Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security is just too radical. It's right-wing social engineering. That's what you're going to hear time and time again. And, you know, Newt did a great release yesterday. He said, look, I'm telling you, if you hear those words, they're taken out of context. They are not true. The problem is the Democrats will lie. The Democrats will lie if they didn't have something to deal with. They'd make something up. But they'll use his misstatement and ignore his corrective statement. I mean, it's hard to dig out of a hole once you've dug it. It's just hard to do it. And Newt Gingrich is smarter than this. I mean, it's two major mistakes right out of the blocks. Can he recover? Will he recover? Now that he's clarified his statements, made more clear what he meant, will folks forgive him? Will conservatives forgive him? I mean, he's called and apologized to Ryan. What more does he need to do? I mean, sometimes you're going to have somebody make a mistake. They're going to misstate what they mean. They're going to get tangled up in their language. They're going to say something that is not contextually what they meant. I mean, it's not like he went out and raped a child or murdered some homeless guy. Is there not room for forgiveness in the political arena? Or is there something more here? You've got folks that have had a bone to pick with Newt Gingrich for a long time, and this is their chance to knock him off at the knees. You know, this is shark-infested waters in the political arena. It is shark-infested waters, and there is no margin for error. Just no margin for error. It's a high-wire act with no net. And they all know the game. It doesn't have to be a major mistake to derail your campaign, because all you're hearing about Newt Gingrich this week is the mistake of embracing Obamacare, the mistake of attacking Paul Ryan's budget plan, when literally all but four Republicans in the House voted for it. So it's not like it was a close deal and there were two different sides to the thing. No, it was pretty much a done deal that this was the way forward. And in fact, Newt Gingrich had embraced it, had said, I like the Ryan plan. He's saying in his apology, I'm a big fan of Paul Ryan. So what the heck happened? How did he make this kind of a major mistake?
What the heck happened? Steve Gill asking the question about Newt Gingrich. 800-510-8255. From a discussion held on MSNBC, Bill Maher and Chris Matthews, not exactly either would be excited about a Newt Gingrich candidacy, talk about how they think that Newt has no chance, no chance, no chance.
John Edwards, for example, had a child with his mistress. Newt Gingrich left his wife when she was had cancer. Newt Gingrich did the same thing. How come John Edwards is the worst man ever and Newt Gingrich gets to run for president? Newt Gingrich has the moral compass.
Because the Democrats shoot their wounded and Republicans run them next time.
Right.
You know the way it works. You know, that's why I think Newt could actually... The Republican Party is a weirdly politically forgiving party of their own people. Nixon, how many times? 5 times?
Right.
And then Newt's back. You think he can actually win Newt?
No, of course not. Whenever people talk about Newt, the first thing out of their mouth is, yes, he has these family problems and these moral problems. But, you know, he's this brilliant man.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
The press release.
He's a professor. He's a professor of idiocy. He has never, ever been a brilliant man. And I said this on our show last Friday. He proved it on Sunday when he did this flip-flop you were just talking about.
Yeah, he was for the president's plan for requiring you to have health insurance until Monday.
Right.
And then he wasn't for it because somebody said, do you know what you just said? You said Obama's right. You can't say
that's right. He made the case for them without even knowing it. He's not a bright guy. Not that America cares.
How about blaming Gregory for being some tricky, tricky, clever lefty secretly planning to get him?
Who?
David Gregory on Meet the Press.
Oh, yes. Well, this is the Sarah Palin defense. Katie Couric was tricking me by asking me what I read.
All right. So you knew that wasn't going to go well for Newt. Anyway, a conversation between those two guys, Bill Maher and Chris Matthews, 800-510-8255. So we're talking about the candidacy of Newt Gingrich. That seems to have overwhelmed those discussing most of the other candidates, at least the two who have decided to opt out, Donald Trump. And I think the Huckabee conversation is pretty much over as well. But more on Gingrich. And you can reserve a space in line if you'd like at 800-510-8255 as we focus on Gingrich. But I think maybe we ought to try to find some connection to some of the other candidates like Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. We'll do that as time allows, plus some discussion of the debt ceiling and the budget. That's big in talk radio circles this week. And we'll hear it discussed here on the Countdown, 14 past the hour.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Machete Grill's Pablo Esparza.
My burgers are huge. My margins, not so much. Then I got a really big tip. Join Sam's Club.
From high-quality foods to freezers, enjoy more business success for less at Sam's Club. Last year, members saved an average of 44% on office supplies alone versus retail superstores. Compare for yourself. Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th to 28th, and get 10 weeks of membership for just $10.
It's my secret recipe for savings.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
800-510-8255 for Doug at DougStephan.com. The focus on Newt Gingrich. We'll have one more excerpt from a radio program. This one hosted by Bill Mick, who thinks that even after this apology we're talking about that Newt Gingrich has issued, if you haven't heard this story, he called Paul Ryan and admitted that he made a mistake. So does he have a chance or not? Mick says, nope.
We told you on Monday that we thought Newt Gingrich had pretty much cut his throat with any opportunity of getting the Republican nomination for the presidency in 2012. That furor continues across the country. Politico's story, Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich apologized in a telephone call to House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan on Tuesday afternoon for his remarks on Meet the Press, where the presidential candidate referred to Ryan's Medicare proposal as, quote, radical change, end quote. Here's how the Newt camp is handling this. Newt apologized, said Rick Tyler, the press secretary. The call went very well. Politico notes that the Gingrich campaign is in jeopardy, has shifted into fervent damage control following a furious conservative reaction to his comments. They note that he is expressing even a rare bit of contrition. From Iowa, Gingrich held two conference calls with Tea Party leaders. One short-notice call Monday night, the other Tuesday morning. Aides saying Gingrich started each of the half-hour calls by explaining what he meant on Meet the Press and acknowledging that he could have expressed it better. Tyler said this, we've tried to correct the record and admit it could have been done better. We move on. The Gingrich camp is trying to dismiss this and make it a non-issue. He's basically said, I'm not for major reform of how we handle these entitlement programs. And he's ticked off the right wing of the Republican Party, yours truly included. I think he has ended his opportunity to be the candidate for the Republicans in 2012. I believe that. Can you dismiss these comments yourself? After exchanging conciliatory emails with Ryan, Gingrich had the phone conversation from Minneapolis where he was campaigning before the Minnesota Family Council. Ryan quoted as saying, with allies like that, who needs the left? And I think that's how many of us feel.
All right. So Bill Mick puts himself in a position of being identified on the right wing of the party. Is that, I guess what you want to know about the host is where he or she stands when it comes to political talk radio, right? Story of a gay rights activist showering Newt Gingrich and his wife in glitter confetti in a surprise prank. Videos of the incident have been all over the YouTube online service. Pretty interesting stuff to check out. More presidential candidates here.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
World.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay, time for us to talk about the other candidates that are being mentioned. There are still a lot of people talking about Michelle Bachmann, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul. So let's take them in that order. There's still only calls coming in about about two or three of the others. There aren't many discussions about them among hosts. Here is Martha McCallum on Fox talking to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota about her plans to possibly run.
Trump is out. Mike Huckabee is out. Newt Gingrich is off to a rocky start, according to a lot of people watching the situation. How does this change the way you look at the race and yourself?
Well, I think what this has changed is the grassroots and what they're looking for. Our phones have been ringing off the hook. Our Facebook has been lit up. Our donations are pouring in. And people are saying, Michelle, jump in. We want you to run. And we had announced earlier that we would be looking at a June entry date for a decision one way or another about this race. Possibly we may move that up.
Okay. So when do you expect you'll make an announcement now?
Well, that's a good question. We're talking to a number of people, and, things are in the works, so we will let you know.
You know, there's a lot of questions that are out there when you look at this field right now. One of them is about Sarah Palin and whether or not she is in or out. How does that factor into your decision? For a long time, she sort of occupied the space that you're looking at in many ways right now. How would it balance your decision? Are you waiting to hear whether or not she's going to run?
Well, number one, I have so much respect for Sarah Palin, and I enjoy her so much. She and I have met each other. We know each other, and I think she's just a marvelous individual and has tremendous influence. And whether the governor chooses to get in or not will be independent of my decision. I have said previously that whoever gets into the race will not make my decision one way or another. My decision is made on a host of independent factors. My family and I have been looking at this. My board of advisors has been looking into this decision for months. It's a momentous decision. It will change lives forever. And so we've been weighing the cost, and, now we're at the point where we're coming much, much closer to making that decision.
Have you spoken with Mike Huckabee about his decision to drop out and whether or not he would be supportive of your candidacy?
I have had communication with the governor since he made his announcement, but I think it's best to say that conversation should be held confidential.
And what about Donald Trump? Have you had discussions with him?
I have not since he made his decision.
All right. The other person in this mix who's becoming prominent is Mitch Daniels. And there have been, you know, reports that he has the support of former President Bush, that Governor Christie from New Jersey is supportive of the idea of Mitch Daniels running. Jeb Bush in Florida, also, according to these reports, very supportive of a Mitch Daniels run. What do you think about going up against Mitch Daniels, and what's your feel for whether or not he's going to be in or out?
Well, I think that we will field a very deep bench of highly qualified candidates for the voters in 2012, and they will make their decision. I think it's very good to have a variety of candidates. I come from a very different, distinct background. I'm a fighter, first of all, and I'm a very strong constitutional conservative, and I believe that we need to have someone who will be a fighter to run against Barack Obama in 2012. I'm a former federal tax litigation attorney. My husband and I started, and we run a successful company. We're business people. We're job creators. And we've also raised 28 children in our home. We've raised 23 foster children in addition to our five children. I have a unique skill set and background, and I believe more than anything what we need to do is that very bold move to put our country back on track again.
All right, so Michelle Bachmann, stiff, measured, impersonal, dull, that's the way I describe her. That's the first time actually I've heard her in depth, and we all the time rather than I. She may have the right position on the issues. Is that enough? Is that good enough for you? 800-510-8255. What about Herman Cain from South Carolina? More coming up on the countdown about politics.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
See terms of use.
Talk Radio's Top 10.
800-510-8255. A few calls in a few minutes about the GOP candidates. We spend a lot of time on Newt Gingrich. Some of you think it's warranted. Some of you don't think it is. I think most people figure it's a waste of time now to be talking about Donald Trump. And always, in my opinion, was a waste of time talking about Huckabee. Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, is now conducting successful fundraising events. And here's host John Caldera to talk about the most recent one.
This from the Politico. Romney, in Vegas, usually cautious and measured in describing his campaign, allowed himself a minor indulgence in describing to reporters the fundraising call-a-thon that netted his presidential bid $10 million here on Monday, here being Vegas. That's a terrific start, Romney began in typical expectation-setting mode before catching himself. Actually, it's more than just a start. It really gives us the boost we need in this early stage in my effort. By the way, you never say my effort. When you're running for office, the key word is our effort. And our effort. See that? That's the training you're supposed to have. One of his top advisors was even blunter when asked whether any of Romney's rivals could demonstrate the sort of political muscle flexing at the former Massachusetts governor stage by convening over 700 supporters to call through their Rolodexes for the better part of 8 hours on the floor of the hangar-sized Las Vegas Convention Center. No, said longtime spokesman for Romney, recalling Romney held similar events in his last campaign. Nobody has copied it because it's hard to do. If Romney and his campaign sound confident or even a little cocky, it's because they've developed a fearsome fundraising machine that is almost certain to be unmatched by any other political GOP hopeful. And he'll need it. Judging from the not good enough reaction to his health care speech last week and the continued pining for more candidates. Romney's total haul for this quarter, listen to this, his total haul for this quarter to be revealed in July will be revealing. What a stupid comment. Who wrote this? Let me read this sentence over to you again. Romney's total haul for this quarter to be revealed in July will be revealing. One fundraiser here said assuredly that the Republican would raise $40 million, a sum that would give him a financial advantage so strong that it partly compensates for his considerable weaknesses. All right, let me go off on this for a second. What about the considerable weaknesses? Yeah. He has one big, considerable weakness. Obamacare. He is tied at the hip with Obamacare, no matter how much he wishes to distance himself from it. Why? He brought Obamacare to the state level. He brought Obamacare to Massachusetts. And it's been a terrible failure. Costs have gone skyrocketing. Service has gone down. And the number of uninsured really hasn't gone down nearly as much. Huh. This is what's going to hang around his neck like an albatross. There's no way Romney's going to get away from it. And to be honest, it's one of those things that would really make me hesitate in supporting him.
800-510-8255, Mitt Romney in the focus. Okay, so Ron Paul, caller's already lining up. We'll touch a couple of the other ones, but I think the interest that has been expressed by folks who call this program anyway, and Ron Paul, is extraordinary. So here he is in an interview we found with Mike Barnicle on MSNBC.
The question that they asked me is whether it could have been done a different way, and I said, yes, it could have been done. When we dealt with Saddam Hussein, you know, we found him in a rat hole, and we just didn't shoot him. You know, we captured him and tried him, and he got hung, and people know where he is. Right now, all we've done is raise some questions and fed the people who like conspiracy theories. But, no, the relationship with Pakistan, it's an impossible situation. Here is a country that we worked with. George Bush worked with them, and we captured a lot of bad people that brought over the people responsible for the first bombing of the towers. They became over and convicted and in prison, and we worked with them. But you say, well, we can't work with them anymore. But we keep bombing them. We kill innocent people there. How can we at one time take a country and pretend that we recognize that they're a friend, give them billions of dollars to do our bidding, at the same time we kill people over there, and then the people resent this and they turn against their whole government. I see the whole thing is a mess, and I think that we are going to be in Pakistan. I think that's the next occupation, and I fear it. I think it's ridiculous, and I think our foreign policy is such we don't need to be doing this. So when I talk about doing it differently, I talk about it in the context of our foreign policy and not in the fact of whether or not we should have gotten them. Matter of fact, I voted for the first authority. I think what's the real tragedy is that we didn't get them 10 years ago when we could have and should have. And yet we now have spent $1 trillion. We've lost 5,000 people, our soldiers, in fighting two wars that had nothing to do with bin Laden. And to me, we have to reassess the foreign policy just like we have to reassess our economic policies here.
The implication of part of the answer that you just gave is that you feel that the Bush administration handled Pakistan better than the Obama administration has? Is that correct?
I think when we went after the bad guys, they cooperated with us, so why shouldn't you assume that they could do this again? But I also understand why the situation is much worse, and that's why you can't see this as an isolated incident. You have to look at this in the context of our foreign policy, why we are having difficulty. Yeah, I do think in some terms, of course, I was a strong critic of the foreign policy of George Bush, too, because he missed it. He missed the target in Afghanistan at Tora Bora, and he went off fighting a war in Iraq that we should have never fought.
All right. That is Ron Paul getting down to business. 800-510-8255. In fact, here's Joe in Kingman, Arizona, who likes Ron Paul. All right, so what do you think of his chances, Joe?
Well, actually, I don't know what his chances are. I don't know what any of them. See, I think there's a group of people that probably know better than you and I that who's going to be your president.
And who would those people be?
Well, who's got all the power in the world? Who knows? But I'm just saying. What I'm saying is the thing could be all fixed. I mean, how do we know? I mean, it's pretty corrupt. You have to admit, our government is pretty corrupt now, don't you?
All right, so you're an Alex Jones fan.
No, sir. I said I'm
Alex Jones,
but
I'm
an individual thinker. I
understand, and I am as well, or I hope some people think that I am, or most people think that I am. I'm not interested in the parties at all. The process is corrupt. You are right. The fact that the Republicans and Democrats control everything, that is corruption in and of itself. So you're right there. Everything that you've said points, the truth arrow points in your direction. So then if it doesn't count, then what are we doing? Why are we waiting to have an evolution? Why don't we change things and get things done the way we want to if this is our country?
Well, you know, I like what you're saying, sir, and you're right. What we need to do is focus. And now we, even though we have corruption in both parties, I think right now we still need to focus with the Republican Party. However, with like people with Ron Paul, that's good because he's looking out for less government. I don't like all his issues, but the thing about it is, he's for less government. He don't vote for more taxes, and he don't want to raise the debt ceiling. There's like Boehner the other day. I was listening on TV. That poor guy. I feel sorry for him. And along with anybody else that in our government that wants to raise the debt ceiling, we need to reduce the government in order to get this debt under control, because it's going to destroy us from the inside.
It isn't helping us, that's for sure. All right, Joe, thanks for your thoughts. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, you're on the countdown now, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
You were asking why the independent candidates don't have much of a chance, and I believe it comes from McCain-Feingold Campaign Reform Act, because that shields out anybody but these two parties. And that's a corrupt law there.
That's partially true. If we had no campaign money collected by anybody on either side and everybody had a run on his own merits or her own merits, and then you would see a change. The system is completely corrupt, and the Supreme Court did more for that than did the McCain-Feingold Act. The Supreme Court made the system with their decision completely. It was corruptible before. Now it's completely corrupted and corruptible. And it is very likely that this next time around, people will spend to try to be president over $1 billion. You realize how disgusting that is? $1 billion. It is more than disgusting.
Could we limit the? Do you think we could limit the time and reduce this cost?
Yeah. Limit the time like the British do, or most of the European democracies do. They have elections and they go through a process for 2 or 3 months and bing bang boom, it's over. In America, it's too much sport and there's too much money involved, so that's why we play this out the way we do, Jeff. A good idea though. Thank you. Tim, in Moore Park, California, I'm under the impression you're running for president. Is that right?
I love you, Doug. I'm Tim Callum Kerrion. I'm running for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House. My platform is love, joy, truth, and freedom, and my goal is to do the best I can.
Well, you sound like somebody I'd want to vote for. Sir, send me some information about your candidacy. Talk radio time is 16 before the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 844-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone. Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio report is an evidence-based, safe, and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
All right, now we'll turn our attention here on the countdown to the debt ceiling, discussion of the budget, discussion of the deficit and whether or not deficit and debt. Well, we'll get into that. Let's listen to Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talking on their money program about raising the debt ceiling. And they came up with some pretty good ideas. They're actually good questions for Congress anyway.
The budget deficit is about $1.3 trillion. The debt overall is about $14.2 trillion. So what has to happen now is the U.S. Congress has to decide if they're going to let the United States government borrow beyond that $14.2 trillion. All of the president's headless horsemen, Timothy Geithner et al., are going around telling everybody that the end of the world is going to occur if we do not increase the debt ceiling. So I'm going to ask people straight up a simple question. Do you, if you were a congressman, in Washington, would you vote to increase the debt ceiling? What would you tell your congressman? Do you want them to increase the budget deficit ceiling so that they can continue to do what they're doing? Or would you rather have Boehner, who is the Speaker of the House, and the rest of the – and by the way, there are some Democrats on board with this as well, congressmen and senators, to say – we are not spending – we're not going to increase the debt limit until we see some significant cuts. Now, my own personal feeling is this. I believe that they should vote now. They shouldn't even delay. They should just simply say, we're not increasing the debt ceiling, come what may. We are not going to do it. You're going to have to impose some serious cuts, whether you like it or not, because we're just not going to increase the debt ceiling. In fact, we're going to give you the vote now. Senator, I'll give you my answer now. Right. I will pay not a penny.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Why is it that the only message we ever get out of Washington, and it seems to be both sides, although there are some folks that are calling for this, you know, whether it be cap it or do it with a budget, a balanced budget amendment. But why is it that we always hear that if we don't do this, we're going to default on our payments? We're going to why don't you stop the spending and reduce the spending?
Well, first of all, my understanding is we won't default because 70%, something like over the debt ceiling is if you stay below the debt ceiling, it's something like even if we default, we still would have 70% of the revenue. So we would still be able to make certain payments. So this is really a financial shell game. And I think people understand that it's a financial shell game. And I guess the question is, do you want the budget under control or not? And is this the best way to do it?
Questions, the Gang of Six and their budget talks. That's up next in your calls when we have time on the countdown. Doug Steffen here at 51 after the hour.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we're away from Newt and politics, although I guess this discussion is political. The debt ceiling, yeah, it's really political. From ABC, Rick Klein and Karen Travers talked to Senator Jeff Sessions, who's from Alabama, about the stall Gang of Six budget talks.
The Gang of Six talks appear to have collapsed or at least taken a break. Is this the end of the Gang of Six, and do you view that as a positive development?
Well, it may not be a final end of it, but I always felt that it was unlikely that they could hold together with a firm agreement that others would accept. They had a good shot at it. They ran at it. But there's some fundamental disagreements about the size and scope of government. Some people here believe we ought to raise taxes and keep government high, and others believe we can reduce spending and keep government smaller. So this is a fundamental difference, and it's hard to bridge that gap at times.
Senator, given those fundamental differences that really, didn't seem like there was much chance of everybody coming to some agreement, do you think this was a waste of time?
Well, no. I thought it was possible, but I was one of those who said at the beginning that the budget process should be ongoing, that we couldn't just sit here and wait on the Gang of Six to solve our problems. We're the members of the Budget Committee. So the Budget Committee is supposed to have produced a budget by April 15th. We've not yet had a hearing. We've not even begun to mark up a budget in the Senate. It's 749 days since the Congress has passed a budget at a time when this country has never faced a more serious financial crisis. So I think the regular order I've always felt should go forward, and I'm concerned that we're not doing so.
And do you view this as you can put a nail in this coffin and then say we can finally move on? This gives you the breathing room you need to say, okay, let's get back to the regular process?
Well, you know, Senator Conrad, our budget chairman, was a member of the Gang of Six, and but I think now I do think he's got to consider when to begin a markup of a budget. And I think the problem is our Democratic colleagues, they have the majority. They can pass a budget by a simple majority. They can't put a budget together that the American people will accept and their members will accept, apparently. Otherwise, we should see it and would have seen it already.
All right. So a lot of discussion, questions, the budget. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Jackson, Richmond, he doesn't think this is a big deal at all.
I don't think the sky is falling. And S&P warning yesterday, only thing it did was just got people on the edge, because if the sky is not falling, there's no need for anyone to panic. And if you tie this into the deficit is definitely going to come down, because the United States is strong, our dollar is strong, everybody on the planet used the U.S. dollar. So if people stop panicking, acting like Obama did this and Obama did that, and the Republicans is bad and the Democrats is bad, if everybody's bad and stuff, nothing's going to get accomplished. So everybody needs to sit down, take a break, and let's get this thing together.
I guess I almost forgot about the S&P rating that we were talking about a good deal, I guess, a couple of weeks ago or so. Here's Greg in Pennsylvania, who thinks that you all ought to know the difference between the deficit and the debt.
One thing I'm hearing today is that a lot of people do not know the difference between deficit and debt. And this is leading to a lot of misconceptions here. Yeah, our debt is so bad that nations such as Brazil, Russia, India, and China are considering using the yuan, the Chinese yuan, as a standard currency for paying their obligations. Now, if we look at that also, what else is contributing to our debt that is putting us in the status of almost a third world nation, that's making the decrease of making our rating decrease? You know, consumer price inflation has grown by 6.1% annually over the last 3 months, compared to producer prices rising even faster, 13%. We've added $6 trillion to our debt under Obama, a sure sign that we're on the road to being a third world nation. The debt 3 years ago was $7.9 trillion. Today it's $14 trillion. Also something that contributes to our debt status. You know, 45.4% of Americans had jobs last year, the lowest since 1983. Among men, just 66.8% had work last year, the lowest ever. You know, we start looking at things like that, and we have to wonder, hey, why is our rating being lowered? We're in a sad situation. You know, we are really on a fast track to becoming a third world nation.
All right. Well, there it is. A couple of really important discussions about what's going on in the world. Political Talk Radio and The Focus, News Talk Radio, The Talk Radio Countdown Show, production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. 59 past the hour.